Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 196. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I am not on cocaine. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
And Fozzie.
Hey. Hi.
And Jeff.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I don't know. We were talking Game of Thrones. So we could probably stop that, though. So we don't get into spoiler territory. And so that, you know, we can continue to poison Jeff.
How do you, people who read all the books, like, just keep quiet for years like this? Like,
we're not assholes.
You motherfuckers knew he was gonna die.
Yeah? Ooh, we don't know anybody died. What are you talking about? Nobody died.
Maybe he's talking about last season.
Yes.
Let's just,
maybe.
Or he could be talking about everyone. Everyone dies.
Spoilers.
We're trying not to spoil.
Yeah.
All men must die.
Anyway, let's talk some games. Tony, what have you been up to?
Right now I'm playing Titanfall because I am so close to Gen 3. So close. Unbelievably close. But actually the game I've been playing the most of lately is,
Oh no.
Why do you say oh no?
I know what it's gonna be.
Oh boy.
It's,
Here we go.
Something
Age of
something,
Wonders 3.
Something of something.
Yes, it's a strategy game, yes.
You have a kid.
Yeah?
Then we'll report you to Child Services or something, because how the hell can you play a strategy game and still have a kid and have a 40-hour work week and, like, just...
How many hours do you think are in my work week?
40.
Oh. Wow.
Well, I'm so sorry. Okay, well, that just furthers my point that, yeah, I don't know how you...
Yeah, dude.
Hey, Chris has more hours to play than I do.
Yeah.
I don't get how either of you guys, like, with kids and family and shit, like, I can't...
It's not a death sentence.
I can't even keep a girlfriend or fucking do anything.
But,
like,
yeah,
I
get off work.
Hey, maybe that's a personal failing.
Also, that's a big, like, when you're having a girlfriend, like, you'll have to kind of impress her and to try and keep her around.
Yeah, I guess.
Whereas Tony and I, we've already impressed our wife.
Yeah, we've done that already. We don't have to do that again.
Yeah, but you have, like, kids and you have, like, dinner and shit. Like,
you don't eat?
I eat. I take care of myself, get some fucking McDonald's or whatever, you know?
Well, what do you think we do? Like, I mean, probably don't eat McDonald's as much as you, but, like...
Actually, I filled it up tonight, but, like, I don't even... Dude, I barely get time to play games. I don't know how you guys do it. It's, like, fucking awesome. I'm impressed.
We're awesome. That's all we can say.
I guess, yeah.
I play a lot of my games after everyone else goes to sleep, so...
That's what I do.
Good.
Alright, fair enough.
So, hey, Age of Wonders 3.
Age of Wonders 3. Strategy game. Just came out. Pretty cool, actually. It plays like, kinda like Civ 5, on the outside. Meaning that there's this big overworld map, and you like, build cities and like explore the world, and you know, experience everything that's going on. Then you research technologies. You don't actually research technologies, you research spells in this game. Because you're basically a wizard running an empire, which is really cool.
Sounds it.
Yeah. And you can like cast spells that are empire wide and like cast spells that will raise armies for you, out of nothing. And, but it, I mean, the focus is really on the combat, because there's not a whole lot of other ways to win in Civ. Like, you have your, like, research win and your diplomatic win and all those other ways. This is more you research spells and cast spells in an effort to, you know, dominate the world. Win via Conquest. Who left?
No one left.
I can hear myself.
Oh.
Anyway. And when you get into combat, the game switches to this tactical mode. So you get like this tactical map and get to like move troops around. One of the cool things about it is in any tactical battle, your leader guy can cast a spell in any battle taking place anywhere. Meaning that it can like happen way across the map and he can still influence stuff that's going on really, really far away. Which gives him this sense of power that you don't normally see. Let's see. Sorry, I'm distracted because I'm trying to like, I'm in the middle of a Titanfall match.
Son of a bitch.
I'm trying to describe this very Brave. Complex.
Yeah, this complex game and a really like game. Simple.
Okay, so it plays like Civ, right?
It plays like Civ, but there's also like a turn-based battle element. So, it'll switch to more of an XCOM-ish type gameplay.
Oh, you take control of individual people?
Yeah, individual units on the battlefield. So you move armies around.
Uh-huh.
And when you get into the battles, the armies split into their, like, component units. And then you fight a battle. It gets really cool in the sieges, too, because the battles include, like, walls that you need to break down, and you come up with some sort of strategy to get inside of the town and take it out. The battles are fun, in that I mentioned earlier, your wizard can cast, like, spells on any battle, and sometimes he can cast spells that will, like, basically annihilate the enemy army before you even start. So, in my last game, I have my wizard can cast, like, Lightning Storm, and then I went into the battle, and all the enemy troops were basically dead already, and I just, you know, wiped them out, so, which was cool. I will say the battles are a bit more hardcore than a lot of like Civ people will be used to, because Civ isn't really a war game. So this definitely focuses on the war aspect, both on the strategic level and in the little tactical battles. Mm-hmm. The tactical battles are really well done, though. You see other games, they don't like have the depth that this goes into, so units have flanks. And you really have to concentrate on how your units support one another so they don't get surrounded and hit, from bad angles where they can't defend themselves. And damaged units can retreat. You can move them off the map so they won't get destroyed. And units who fight a lot of battle will, like, gain XP and get better at what they do. And some of the spells you can research, your units will actually gain the ability to use them in battle. And you'll end up with armies that are like hodgepodges of different units. They included this really cool feature where you choose your race to start, but when you take a city that comes from another race, you can, in that city, build the units that that race has. So you can end up with these like massively hodgepodged armies with like dwarves and humans and elves and undead and, basically if you want to, want to find them in the world, you can conquer their city and then use their troops, which is cool. So I'm really enjoying it. It's a great game. Review should come out next week sometime.
All right.
Cool. Anything else?
Lots of Titanfall. I just hit level 50 in Gen 2, so I'm about to move to Gen 3. Get excited.
There you go. Enjoy the shitty challenges for... to go to Gen 4.
I have not regened. I've had plenty of time.
Obviously, not enough time.
I put in like 50 hours or so into the game.
Crazy. I put that amount in, and I've regened twice.
Well, yeah. No, it's just I've just refused not to.
Oh, you don't want to? Okay.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. I kind of like the fact that I'm level 50. People don't know what the fuck I can do.
That's true. That is a good point.
They get nervous when they see a 50 that hasn't regened. Seriously.
Yeah, they you know, you put them, you have everything unlocked, so.
Exactly.
You can kind of go with any loadout.
Yeah, I didn't know, like, how much I'm playing of it. I have played a lot, but at this point, it's like, eh. I mean, the only thing I'm going to get out of it is, like, the achievement, and I guess you get a cool little, like, sticker thingy, but still, I mean, or the emblem, whatever you want to call it. It's just not worth it for me.
Hey, if you're still getting something out of the game without doing it, then there you go.
More power to your being wrong.
Yep. I enjoy seeing the little meter fill up. Moving on to the next one. So, what have you been up to, Fozzie?
I played a little bit of Dark Souls. Okay. I opened it up. This might be an unpopular opinion. I don't know how much I'm loving the game. I was hoping that I'd like it more than Dark Souls, the first one. I don't think I've gotten into it enough. It's a bit slow. I guess, yeah, there's that exploration aspect of it. But there's almost too little. I mean, there's a lot of fucking dialogue. You have to really listen carefully. And I guess, like...
What are you talking about?
Well... Seriously, like, every time you talk to someone, they have, like, 10 different, like...
Yeah, you skip it. Like,
yeah, but I don't like to skip it because, like, for example, you don't know where you're going unless you listen to the knight on the statue area when you first start. He tells you kind of which way to go. So, I mean, I have to listen to all the dialogue. And I'm not...
One area kind of leads into another. You beat one area, like, you beat a boss, and then a door will open that kind of leads into the next area.
Yeah, but you don't know where you're going.
Playing devil's advocate.
Whatever.
I personally feel that Dark Souls 1 is a little bit better, like more memorable and shit, but I think that Dark Souls 2 kind of streamlines shit a little bit. Like being able to jump around as easily as you can in this one where you can fast travel. But like just, you know, like there's no... I didn't beat the game. Like I got about 30-something hours in and I've been playing other stuff, but... There was nothing like in the first one where like I ran into, and this was a completely optional boss in the first one. It was like a giant wolf with a fucking sword in its mouth. Like I was like, what the fuck is this? You know, like there was no, like there, all the bosses are really cool and shit, but it's just nothing where it's like, holy shit, you know? Anyway.
Well, whatever. I mean, again, like my opinion can change of the game because I did start to get addicted to Dark Souls and I kind of put it off, but I mean, again, I'm not far into it enough to make a concrete, I guess, you know, statement about the game. Broforce, on the other hand, I've been playing a shit ton of.
Broforce. That game sounds like it was made for you, Fozzie.
It's a lot of fun. I don't really usually like, the Metal Gear, like, Contra type shoot-em-ups. But there's a couple cool things that it does. First off, there's destructible environments. So, I mean, like, seriously, all hell can break loose on the screen, you know, at any time. Because there's explosive barrels, and there's terrorists that have, like, explosives strapped onto them. So, I mean, the whole time, you have to be dodging, like, down. It's pretty nuts. I have not played the multiplayer aspect yet of it, but that seems to be kind of the main thing, you know? Just being able to play, you know, like couch co-op type style. But it's cool. I mean, there's like great, what do I want to say? Fuck. There's great kind of nods to 80s style type action heroes, and that's like a whole premise is I think you start out with Rambo, but he's called Rambro in the game, and instead of the Terminator, there's the Brominator. I mean, everything has bro in it, and I mean, there's a ton of unlockable guys. I think there's like 20 or so, and they all have kind of a different thing that they do. And they also have their own special that's a little bit different from everyone else's. I think it's $15 right now on Steam. It's a lot of fun. If you have friends that can come and play with you too on the couch, that makes it even sweeter. So I would definitely give it a try. It's super fun, and watch the Giant Bomb quick look if you're not completely sold on it. Although it is kind of spoilery if you want to kind of be surprised at what different types of 80s action stars they use. Besides that, yeah, again, just more Titanfall. I'm one game away from the NBA Finals and my NBA 2K14.
Finally.
Yeah, I know, right?
the problem is that the games get too long.
They do.
Like, when you're good, you basically play the whole game.
Yeah, I had to eventually play 6-minute quarters. Just cause like, I was doing 10 minutes beforehand. That was way too fucking long.
I normally play on 8 minutes, but even then, like, the games are taking you like 45 minutes.
Yeah, 8 would probably be a pretty sweet spot. Like, that seems to be kind of... I mean, I'm still doing pretty good at 6-minute quarters, but I'm not getting like the A-pluses like I used to.
See, I found that the longer the game, oh, that's what it is. So, yeah, the longer the game you play in the game, the higher your score gets.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing.
Jeff, what have you been up to?
What?
What have you been up to?
Well, funny thing is, I've been playing a lot of Wii U. Still playing Splinter Cell Blacklist. I think that game is actually really great. And I've been playing Metroid Fusion on Wii U. The old Game Boy Advance one.
Get Super Mario Brothers 3.
No, I didn't. Although, that was one that I owned on Wii, so I should be able to...
Yeah, for like a dollar or something.
Yeah, I should upgrade that. That's a great game. It's one of the best Marios. But yeah, Metroid Fusion, I've never actually... Like, I've played it before, but I never played it all the way through. I still haven't, but I'm like further in it than I've ever been. The game's awesome, dude. I know probably some people don't like it as much as other Metroids, because it kind of holds your hand a lot. Like, it always is like if you pull up your map, it's always pointing you where to go on the map. I kind of like that, though, because I can stop playing for a day or two and go back and go, okay, that's what I'm doing. I'm going that way, you know? So, yeah, that's about it. I mean...
There you go. I haven't played much. I played a little bit of Strike Suit Zero on the Xbox One.
How is that?
That is a space sim.
Now, is it open world or is it like levels of?
Nah, it's levels. Like you drop in, you get objectives, and once those objectives are clear, it ends.
That's unfortunate. I think I would play that game if it were open world.
Yeah. The game you want is Star Citizen. That game looks amazing, and. Sadly,
is it a game yet, or is it still just like
it's getting closer to being a game? They they showed it in playable form at PAX East, and that game looks so beautiful. That I'm gonna want to buy a flight stick again for that. Yeah, that game just looks great. But Strike Suit Zero is it's all right. It's weird. So you kind of fly around in this fighter jet thing in space, and the second level sees you get the strike suit, and when you destroy enough enemies, you build up this energy thing called Flux, and then you can turn into kind of like a mech type thing that flies in space, and you get some more powerful attacks, and it's all right. I don't know. I'm not sold on it. It's really weird flying with two sticks. I don't know the actual terms. This would be when Don would come in quite handy for the terms for flight. But like the right stick seems to, you know, kind of control you left and right, but it can also do you up and down, and the left stick also does up and down, and it gets a little confusing when you're trying to do both at the same time. And I would prefer one stick for it, and maybe have like a different sort of aiming reticule or something, but I'll play more of it. I'm only a couple levels in, so we'll see. The only other game I really played this past week, I was away for the past weekend, has been Quiz Up, which Jeff kind of he kind of introduced me to last week, and I put about 10 hours into that game.
Wait, does it track how much you
No, but I've noticed that each round takes about 2 minutes. I've played over 250 rounds since I started playing.
Holy shit. So, you've played more than me.
Like, I played a lot.
The game's awesome, though, right?
Yeah, there's...
That's only like 8.5 hours, Chris.
Alright, 8.5 hours. So. I played over 250, though, so... Because there's an achievement for hitting 250.
See, I got the achievement for breaking 100 matches. So I'm well past that, but goddamn.
Yeah, there's achievements, which is great.
So, like I said last week, like... Are some of the features that are in that game, are they common in mobile games where, like, you could play against friends but not at the same time? Achievements, shit like that?
I mean, well, achievements, like, they go game to game. Like, these are actually built into the game itself. Like, sometimes they build them into Game Center, so they're Game Center achievements. Or, like, these are actually built into the game, though. Like, there's an achievements part of the menu. Being able to challenge, like, you... There's a lot of games where you can kind of challenge your friends, but in this one, what I like is, like, I could challenge them, and then I could just be like, start the match now, I answer my questions, and then it bounces to you, or
John, like,
or
whoever. Like, a day later, and it's cool, too, because, like, I think I said this last week, but, like, when I'm playing against you, like, say if I accept that challenge a day later, it kind of feels like I'm playing you in real time, because I see how fast you answer the questions and shit. You know, like, I don't know. I think it's a really well-designed game, especially for free.
Yeah, and the questions, like, I've noticed that certain categories are getting updated on a regular basis. Like, so, in particular, Game of Thrones. That seems to get updated, like, each week.
Yeah.
Where they're adding new questions from the past week's shows into it. So if you haven't played, if you haven't watched this week, so you might not want to play Game of Thrones because you might get spoiled. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty spoiler heavy.
But yeah, I mean, but you shouldn't be playing a trivia game like if based on a TV show or a book or anything. Like unless you kind of
Some of those questions, man, are pretty fucking hard, especially general knowledge ones.
It's all over the place, like.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got a zero one time. I'd even guess right one. I mean, like, the odds of that happening.
I did pretty bad on, Don challenged me to to cars. And it's like, I mean, he knows I like driving games, so I guess he thought, like, that I would know some shit about cars, and, like, he challenged me to it, and I just, like, tanked, and I was like, dude, like, I like driving them in video games. I know jack shit about cars. I know nothing about them.
Someone challenged me to cars, and I beat him, and I don't know shit about cars. You get lucky sometimes.
Sometimes the questions aren't that difficult, but, I mean...
You know what's funny, though? It's like, it pisses me off when I do a category I know really well, and I, like...
You know, bad?
Like, there's been times where I challenged you to Nintendo titles, and, like, I missed 3 questions. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, I should know that shit, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You think you know it really well, and then they'll just throw out, like, who developed fucking Rampart for the NES? And I'm like, I don't know, man. It's one of those old arcade companies, you know? Like,
that's why I got really pissed off today, because I think you challenged me to Nintendo titles, or maybe it might have been general video games or whatever. and I was actually in the lead up until the last question, and they were like,
"You see,
who published Star Wars on the Nintendo Entertainment System?" I'm like, "What the fuck do I know?" Like,
I would have. I mean, Capcom's a good guess, but like, I just was like, JVC. That sounds like it could be.
Yep. I went Capcom. You went JVC, and I was like. I'm like sitting there, I'm like, there's no way he fucking knew that.
No, it was a guess, but educated guess.
It's a lot of fun. Like, it's a really, really well designed game, and
and it's free. I mean, that's the biggest thing.
That price is insane.
Yes,
right. Unlimited potential.
Yeah, I do hate, though, where it's like they try and match you up against, I guess they're trying to match you up against, like, you know, comparable people, but sometimes, like, there isn't anybody for you to play at that point, and you end up playing somebody that's, like, level 28.
Yeah.
And I have noticed that in some of them, like, you're hitting, depending upon the category, like, I haven't come across too many duplicates, but I see them from time to time, and I'm only the highest level I hit was like level 11 in one of the categories.
Oh, you'll definitely get duplicates, dude.
Yeah, I mean, as you play more and more, like, but like somebody that's level 28 or level 45, like at that point they have to know all the answers, right? Like,
yeah, like
they've seen everything.
Yeah,
and that gets a little like because it's like. Really, like, I'm trying to think it out because I haven't seen the question yet, and they've already seen it, like, two or three times, and they're hitting it instantly. So that's why I have kind of, at this point, stuck to kind of challenging, like, people on my friends list.
And it's definitely more fun to play your friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I feel there's, like, certain, like, my aunt and my stepmom, they're, like, they can't beat me, like, in anything. Like, they'll choose something that, like, they would know better than me, like, and I'll still fucking, like, somehow win because, mostly because I answer faster, I think. Because there are a lot of times where you get this, all the answers right, and you still lose because you're a little bit slower on it.
Yeah, I think I lost to you, like, one, like, where it was just, like, I fought just a little too long with it, so I lost a couple points, and, like, you ended up with, like, 158, and I ended up, like, 156 or something like that, and
yeah, I've lost you like that a bunch, too. Yeah, that game's so good, man.
I do like sending a perfect game someone's way, though.
I have never got a perfect game.
I've done it three times now. I did it once to my friend Melanie, and then once to Don, and then once to Don's wife. And it's like when you challenge them and you hit a perfect game, it's like, they can't beat me.
Yeah, they can only tie.
It's like you kind of feel a little bit bad that you're even sending it their way, but
I'm just upset I haven't gotten it yet. Like, I always answer one of the questions 1 second too late, and I get that 19 instead of 20, you know? Like, I have had 159 several times.
Yeah. Weirdly, I think I've only tied once, so.
I have.
Tied once, too. It was very disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, there's an achievement for it, but.
Yeah.
So I'll take that.
It's funny, though. Like, a lot of people have gotten on board out of this game. At least, like, out of my friends and shit. Like, I've gotten my aunt, my stepmom, you guys, like, all these, my roommates, all in the last week, man. And everyone's like, we'll be sitting in the garage smoking and drinking, and we're all playing Quiz Up.
It's so good. Like, and it's the matches are just short enough so you don't feel like you're taking, like, too long with anything. And there's so many different categories that,
yeah.
Like, even if you're like, all right, I'm kind of done answering video game questions today. Like, you go do movies or, like, there's shit, like Aaron loves science shit. Like, there's a whole science category.
Science is a fun category. I've challenged people to, I don't know if I challenged you to that, but I challenge people to science here and there. It's, like, fun. I don't know. I like it.
Like, Don's challenged me to, like, toy stuff, like Legos, and it's crazy.
Yeah, this one girl will always challenge me to name that candy, which is like the easiest candy.
Yeah, I like the it's on the side.
They show you a picture, like they'll show you like a payday bar, and they blur out the word payday.
Yes.
But you can still totally see it, dude. Like,
yeah, name that candy's great.
That's great.
It's like, I do wish there was a little bit more, like depth to some of the like I there's a pro wrestling category. I kind of wish there was like a 1980s pro wrestling category though.
Like even like, deeper, like more subcategories.
Yeah, because it's like I try to do the pro wrestling, and they're like asking me questions from stuff within the last 10 years, and it's like I haven't really watched it in the last 10 years. I don't know any of this stuff. Like, ask me about like Ric Flair in like 1989. But yeah, it's been great fun. It's just it's really really good. I think it plays best on the iPhone though. Just because the way, you know,
really?
It's a smaller screen, it's easier to answer quicker on it. And Brian actually said that as well. He, like, the real estate
Brian
on the
said
iPad.
That Brian said that because he sucks at that fucking game. He challenged me to Game of Thrones, dude, and he was getting, like really simple questions wrong. Like, where did the Starks fucking live? Like, Winterfell, you know, like, shit like that. And I was like, come on, Brian, you that retarded, man. Like, how much fucking pot you been smoking tonight? Come on.
Yeah, Mom.
It's so good though. I really like it a lot.
Well, it's because Brian's a hipster. He can't choose the popular answer.
That's right.
Yes.
I know it's Winterfell, but I'm gonna say Casterly Rock.
I don't think he got the Winterfell one, but he got Casterly Rock wrong. He did. There was one question. It's like, where do the Lannisters live? And you know, or not the, not where they live, because they don't live at Casterly Rock, right?
Where are they from?
Right.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, I don't know. I'm not a huge Game of Thrones fan, and I fucking got that right. Like, I don't know. Like, really kind of basic shit. And he was just getting wrong. I was like, seriously, Brian?
Some of the questions do get a little obscure, though, where it's like, I've been doing some of the Walking Dead stuff, and they're like, who plays this character? And they give you a list of actors. Like, I don't know any of these fucking people.
Right? Like, I don't know the actors.
Like, I follow the characters, like, outside of, like, maybe the main guy, I don't know any of them.
Another funny thing, too, is, like, sometimes, because you want to be quick, right? Like,
yeah.
That's the thing. Sometimes you'll, like, do the wrong answer just because you're trying to be quick.
It'll be like, the answer will be, like, Paul Rudd, but it'll be, like, Paul Coffey or something like that, and you'll just hit Paul, and, like, fuck, right after you hit it.
Yeah, like, my favorite one that I saw today was, Josh Movie Guru, like, challenged me to, I think, general knowledge. But one of the questions was, like, this is the place where they make all the movies, and he answered Inglewood.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and it's like, then you just feel like the biggest dipshit, because, like, you're the one doing the challenge, too, so it's like, oh, I'm an idiot. Yeah, I've done that.
And because of that answer, I think I beat him on it. I'm like, yeah, I think it was general knowledge he challenged me. Dude, that guy, he's challenged me to do a bunch of shit.
I take great pride in beating Don and Justin in PlayStation games. They like to challenge me. Like, I like when I beat them in that.
I'm going to have to challenge Don to that shit.
It's like the PlayStation games one is a total joke because half of the questions aren't about just, like, PlayStation games. They're about general video game stuff.
Oh, really?
Like, it's just like, this game was also on the Xbox, like, so why is it just like, there's plenty of PlayStation questions you could ask, why are you asking this one?
Yeah, but even still, it's like, I would imagine I'd do okay on it, even though I'm not a huge PlayStation guy, but just because, you know, PlayStation has a shorter history than...
Right.
Like, the Nintendo one, man, they go way back on that, they'll be like... Who developed this for fucking...
Oh, yeah,
NES?
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, man, it's one of those shitty companies that aren't around anymore. You know what I mean? Like...
They're like Hudson Soft or like... It's like, oh, God. Like
Jaleco or I don't even
yeah.
know.
Yes. Or it'll ask you like the questions about like the... like those non-Nintendo carts. Remember which ones I'm talking about? Like they were the black carts that...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll ask you questions about that. Game's so good, though.
I don't think we even have to convince people anymore. It's fucking free. Tony, yeah. Download it. Get it.
Fine. Whatever.
You're going to be addicted. Just watch.
Now, can you... Problem is that I need to find you guys. Like, I had to manually find you. There's not a way to, like, input your Twitter followers, right?
No, but it does do Facebook, though.
Yeah, so. Like, that's how I'm playing everyone, is added everyone. Everyone from Facebook who has that game adds them automatically.
Yeah, like, I just got, like, a list of people that are already playing it and that were from my Facebook account. You just, like, link it. And I don't think it does anything to your Facebook. I don't think it posts anything to your Facebook page. It just it pulls in your friends list from Facebook into the game.
The funny thing is, too, like, when you get an achievement, they're like, do you want to share it? And I'll be like, yeah, share. And then, like, it doesn't give you a Facebook option. It's just Twitter. I'm like, okay, sure.
That would be nice if you could just pull in your Twitter friends, too, though.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't really have you guys on mine.
You found me, Fives.
Facebook. With each other. What?
You found me on there, right? You found me on Chris.
Yeah, and now, because of you, I've been able to, like, kind of start, finding other people. Like, I challenged Brian to, oh, Brian, you see the score, though, when you play first and they have to compete against you?
What happens?
Like, okay, I challenged someone, but they weren't there at the time.
Yeah.
So, you know how you have to click, like, results once they do it?
Yeah.
Where do you see? Because I couldn't see it.
Well, when you hit results, it'll say you won or you lost, and you can scroll down, and then you can flip right. Like, if you keep scrolling right, then you can see, like, every answer what they got. Like.
Oh, okay.
It breaks it down completely. Like, you can see exactly.
Yeah. I beat you, and I beat Brian, boy.
Brian sucks, dude. I haven't lost to Brian yet, I don't think. He's awful, man. In every category.
I started to make a comeback, though. I had like 11% wins. It was really bad at the beginning.
I'm sitting at 62%. That's
what I was like. Yeah, I think I'm at 60 even. 60-40.
Woo. Got some real players right here.
Yeah.
Game's fun. If you have iOS, you should get it. It might be available on Android, I'm not sure.
No, it is. It is.
Actually, yeah, it would have to be, because Don does not have an iOS phone, so...
It is on your phone. Get it.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. But that's about it that I've been playing, so... I'm glad we just spent, like, 20 minutes on an iOS quiz game.
20 minutes on quiz up.
Oh, it's so good, though. It tells you. It's a lot like you don't know Jack without, like, you know, the guy talking, but it's that sort of question set up, so. Anyway, let's do some news.
News. Tony,
what do you got?
There's lots of news this week. Jeff, do you want to start with your thing, though?
Sure, it's a stupid story, but Sony's Yoshida? I'm not going to try to say his first name. President of Sony Computer Entertainment Worldwide Studios has been banned twice on Miiverse. Once for linking his Twitter account in his profile, which is whatever. And then another time because he wrote I Heart PS as in PlayStation. So he got banned
twice. That's pretty dumb.
I just think it's great that he fucking loves the Wii U, man. Nothing wrong with that.
Loves enough to get banned for it.
Right, and keep coming back for more.
Twice.
I think Nintendo, like, I don't know if he's trolling them, or Nintendo's trolling him, or if he's just breaking the rules and they're automatically banning him. But
he's a rebel.
I mean...
President of this massive corporation. Rebel.
Who's going through and seeing iHeartPS and going, oh, no, you can't do that. Like, someone on Nintendo was like, fuck this guy.
Right. Can't hop onto our console and do that.
How dare you, you know? But yeah, I don't know,
it's pretty funny.
I don't know, it kind of amuses me because I'm just picturing this fucking Sony guy that's like all in love with Wii U and keeps getting himself banned.
what other news we got?
Alright, in actual news, the composer of the Halo theme, among other things for Bungie, Marty O'Donnell, said he was fired without cause on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
From Bungie Studios by Bungie's board. He's actually the one who composed the theme for the upcoming Destiny. And he is out, which is a little shocking to a lot of people. I know the Halo theme among other video game music is quite iconic. It's very, very surprising to see him gone. The rumor is he is a staunch conservative and his politics may have pissed the board off enough that they had decided to let him go.
Wow.
There's also some rumors that possibly he was just too expensive now. I don't believe that quite as much.
Well, I mean, do you really believe that they would fire him over his politics? Like, is he one of those guys that will just, like, come into work and be like, guess what, Obama's trying to fucking kill us, or, you know what I mean? Like,
well, you don't know because Bungie is very secretive. Like, you don't see inside stories on Bungie.
I'm just saying in general, though, like, what are the odds of getting fired over your politics? Like,
I mean, I does anybody, like, follow him on Twitter or Facebook or, like, Reasonable? Like, I don't know if he mentioned anything vocally outside of that might have pissed somebody off.
All he said was he was fired without cause. And anytime somebody says that, they're lying because something caused them to fire you.
Well, maybe
now, whether it was something you necessarily did that was wrong is possibly in question. But there was definitely a specific reason they let him go. I mean, you're not going to take this extremely talented artist who composed your most iconic music and just let him go randomly.
Right before your new game comes out.
Right.
Because, I mean, there's only, about 6 months left? 5 months left before that game's out, so I'm sure most of the music's already done.
Right. You got to figure that his role is going to be less going forward.
He's probably been done. He's probably been done, I would imagine, right?
They've already said that they're going to use his music in the game.
Well, that's good.
So.
That just does come as kind of a shock, though, because you know, he's been such a big part of Bungie for the last, like, 14 years, so. Well, yeah, shit changes.
Right. Maybe he can go back to Microsoft and, you know, make more Halo
music. 343, yeah.
Right.
Wouldn't be opposed to that.
He was, he's also really famous for coming up with the Flintstone Kids jingle. That was him.
Really? The old commercial?
Yes.
How old is this guy? Because he looks like he's, like, 30.
No, he's not 30.
He's gotta be older if he came up with the Flintstones jingle.
Right.
You're talking about like the Flintstones vitamins?
Flintstone kids, that one, yeah.
Get out of here!
The vitamin song, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Crazy.
Oh well. Yeah, maybe Microsoft picks him back up. Or,
so he was born in 1955, so that makes him 58.
About my dad's age.
Wow.
We're talking about Marty McDonald. Is that who we were talking about?
Yeah.
Marty O'Donnell.
Marty O'Donnell. Marty.
Okay, sorry.
Marty McFly?
Yeah, Marty McFly.
Hold on.
About Michael J. Fox.
Oh, he also wrote the Mr. Clean theme.
Wow. you know Barry Manilow wrote a bunch of, like, commercials, too? Just throwing that out there.
Did he?
Yeah, he wrote, like, a Band-Aid song. I don't know. Fucking
okay.
That shit. I was like, fuck it.
His Twitter picture must be, like, from 30 years ago, because now I see a picture of him now. He looks a lot older. I looked at it, and I was like, holy shit, this guy is really young for being so, like, established in the industry.
Well, some people post, like, shit with, like, you know, like, some older people will post pictures.
I mean, clearly this was probably in, like, the 70s then, but I thought it was, like, a picture of him now, and I was like, god damn, he does not, he looks like he's probably in his young 30s or something, and
he's aged well.
And I was really surprised. I was like, damn, he already came out with the Halo themes and everything, too?
Bungie kind of put up a post saying that he had left too. But they kind of came off as, I don't know, came off as very respectful.
Right.
To me, like, hey, like, you know, we never thought this day would come, but, you know, he's been a big part of us for a long time or whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean,
there's a story there. Maybe a video game journalist will stick to the bottom.
We stopped every story anyway, so.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be really angry as he goes and sits on his massive pile of money.
Fun side note, which is really totally unrelated, but I met the voice actor for Master Chief.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, last year. He came into GameStop. He, like, lives by the GameStop I was working at. Nice old guy. Huh.
Cool.
Master Chief. Wearing a helmet? Were you allowed to see his face?
No, but he brought in some stuff from, like, my coworker. Like, he brought in, No, actually, he didn't bring anything in. We just had some Halo shit lying around, and he, like, signed it for my coworker. I didn't really talk about it. I just said hi, you know, whatever. But, like, my other coworker knew him, because I guess he'd come in the store a couple times before. Cool story, bro.
Yeah. You met Master Chief.
Nice older gentleman.
What else we got in news?
NPD numbers came out today. We're recording on Thursday.
Yes, podcast. They did.
So, I don't know about you guys, but I was a little surprised by two facts.
I was a little confused by them, but okay, go ahead.
Number one, the PS4 is still the best-selling console for the third month in a row.
Okay.
What else?
And the top-selling game of March was Titanfall.
Not surprising.
I was surprised. I guess really? Titanfall with the PC launch as well has a pretty large install base.
You remember, NPD only tracks retail sales.
Right. So
I bet most of those PC numbers are non-existent in there.
Yeah, so you gotta figure basically anyone who owns an Xbox One went ahead and bought Titanfall.
Yeah.
Cause that would be the only way. They're also U.S. numbers only.
Yeah.
So.
They didn't actually give a number though, did they?
No.
Yeah, I don't
We know how many Xbox Ones sold in the month. It was 311.
Yeah, Microsoft actually 000. Announced that.
I don't think Sony announced a specific number of consoles. They did say that they'd reached 7 million total.
Yeah, worldwide.
For the PS4. Worldwide, yes. Right.
That's all fine and good, but I could have swore I saw a tweet from Microsoft that was like, yeah, we were the best-selling console in March.
Maybe. No, I bet they could say something like, we were the best-selling, like, if you count the Xbox 360 and the...
And you got to remember, last month, February, February's NPDs, Microsoft was... The Xbox One led in dollars.
Right.
Because it's more expensive than the PS4, so they could technically say that. It's a weird thing to say.
You can
fuck
with the numbers anyway.
Yeah,
like,
you can, like, that's a thing.
Not even fuck with the numbers, just make a statement that is sort of true.
we made the most money on our console sales this month. Okay. Like, I mean, yeah, that's the thing that's... When you're reporting these things, you're gonna try and spin it the best way you can. So, both Sony and Microsoft are gonna try their hardest.
Ultimately, when it comes down to it, PS4 is still outselling it in units.
Yes,
correct.
Although we don't know what that gap was in the U.S. this month because Sony did not announce numbers.
Right, Sony didn't announce the month, and their numbers were as of April 16th. So.
It just amazes.
Who knows where the Xbox One actually is, too? They didn't give a.
Yeah, well, they gave 5 million total sell to.
Right.
They haven't given a sell through.
Right.
So we don't know how much of that are actually on shelves and how many are actually in people's houses.
I think they're both doing pretty well, but it just amazes me the momentum that PS4 continues to hold on to. Like,
yeah, especially since
Infamous Second Son was the second best-selling game of the month.
Yeah, I mean, and like, I'm sure that's a good game, whatever, but that's about it. Like,
yeah,
nothing else going on.
Well, the other big games of the month, I mean, not out for those consoles. South Park.
Yeah, South Park.
I guess Call of Duty Ghosts is still selling really well. Dark Souls 2. I was happy to see that Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes was not in the top 5.
Good.
You're happy?
It was number 6, yes. Though, right?
It was number 6. I was happy, yes, Fozzie.
Oh, boy.
Do you know why I was happy, Fozzie?
It's a $40 demo.
Yes.
2-hour demo.
You should sell a $40 demo. You should not do that.
Yeah, I went to a friend's house, and he like kind of did a speed run. Literally took him like 15 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I don't know, man. What? Like,
15 minutes?
That's fine. If you want to sell a game that only takes 15 minutes, it's great. That's perfect. Don't sell it like it's a fucking full game. It's not. It's not anywhere close. It should be selling for like $5, maybe $10.
But if you do everything correctly, you're going to get a couple hours at least.
This sets a horrible precedent of, I don't have enough money to fund my game development, therefore I'm going to gouge my customers for every last dollar I can get. That's what this says.
Look, I'm not necessarily defending them. I think that this was a taste for hardcore fucking Metal Gear Solid fans to be like, you know what? I don't want to wait, because it doesn't even have a release date, right?
And that
why
that makes
it
even
this?
Worse.
Why are you defending this?
That makes it even God worse damn. To me, though, is like,
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that is
right.
The truth.
That's what they were doing. They were taking advantage of their most hardcore fans.
Are they? Are they forcing people to buy it? No.
No, but you're throwing it out there and going, hey, here's Metal Gear Solid 5. Here's the prologue to it. If you want to get the whole thing, you're going to need to play this. It's $40. And they're going to do it.
First off, it's $30. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's 30 on...
They did drop it.
30 and 20 on the old...
So let's just go there. Secondly, how is this any different from GT5 Prologue?
It's not, which is also taking advantage of your fans.
I'm just saying, like, okay, let them
what's
put it...
Gran Turismo 5, right, yeah.
Yeah. They had the Prologue thing 2 years before, like...
If there is a market out there for people that want this... then let it be. I don't see the problem. Like, I don't.
But
see...
eventually, it will become the case that you will have to buy into that market, or those games won't exist, and it'll become more and more commonplace as it becomes more successful.
What happens if Konami goes, okay, we sold a million copies, or however many they did? I mean, they actually sold a decent chunk of these. Based on like the first week sales, like about a half a million. What if they just go, you know, for Metal Gear Solid 6, we're just gonna break each act down and we're gonna sell it for $30 a piece. So, you know, the entire thing is gonna cost you $150.
No, I don't think that.
But that's you're
right. But
right now they're selling the whole game for $100. Or $90 or whatever the heck it is.
All right, fair enough. So you're saying, what they're doing right now is, so this won't be an actual game. This is just like a side thing, correct?
What do you mean?
Like this part of Ground Zero is different.
Oh no, it feeds directly into this. And in fact, it ends with a cliffhanger that will be explained what happens at the beginning of
this. This is the prologue for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, it's Act 1 of Metal Gear Solid 5.
Not that anybody knows what's happening in Metal Gear to begin with, but you really won't know if you haven't played this.
Oh, well, I'm sure that, like, what they do with the other MGS games is, like, they have kind of, like, a little, like, recap thing. First off, this wasn't that big of a... Like, it's not like this was a significant chunk. It was just... It was literally this island... And then, yeah, there were some main characters in there, but, again, if you don't want to pay for it, I mean, Trying to think.
I mean, is the price point justified, though? I mean, it sounds... If you could beat it in 15 minutes, what the fuck, dude?
Well, okay, but you can be gone home. You could be gone home in 2 minutes. So, I mean, like, really...
If you take your time, it's going to take you a good, like, hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you... If you know, pretty much this is the premise, is that you have to rescue two people in Ground Zero. If you know where they are, if you know who to, like, you know, like, who to rescue, yeah, obviously it's going to take 5 to 10 minutes to find them, but realistically, the game's probably going to take you an hour and a half to 2 hours. So, yeah, I totally see where you guys are saying is that, like, what is this to stop them from in the future just kind of, like, breaking it down? You know, or releasing a game like every 2 months for $30. We'll see. You know, I mean, for me, I just hope that, you know, there's not a ton of stuff here because I don't see anyone but the hardcore masses like buying this game. I know I haven't, and according to, I guess, rankings, it doesn't look like a lot have, but I think it's pretty cool. Like, like just being able to give something to new fans to pay this much.
Give it to them though.
And
give it to them for free.
But it's way, well, first off, no such thing as a free lunch, Kevin.
I get free lunches at work all the time. Then I have to work, I guess.
Exactly.
So nothing for free.
So I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I see where you guys are coming from, though. So, if that makes you feel any better,
it does not.
Okay.
what else was on the MPD there?
Let's see. To round out the top 10, Titanfall at 1, Infamous Second Son at 2, South Park: The Stick of Truth at 3, Call of Duty: Ghosts at 4. Dark Souls 2 at 5, Ground Zero is at 6, NBA 2K14 at 7, the Final Fantasy X Remaster at 8, Lego the Movie video game at 9, and Minecraft the Xbox 360 version at 10.
Jeez, man. that list right there is proof of a big drought right now.
Apparently software sales were actually, they declined year over year, 27%.
Even with, like, it was a pretty strong mark, I would say, software-wise, but, like, just this whole stretch.
It was, but compared to last year.
Yeah, like.
Like, there was, Dark Souls and South Park were big, but they weren't Bioshock and Tomb Raider big.
Yeah, they're right. Games. That's but, true. Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, Infamous and Titanfall are big, but they're big on platforms that are very limited in their install base at this point, so.
Right. I hate that there's no more numbers. We have no idea how many of these games.
Right. It's just, like, unless the publisher comes out and specifically says, we sold X amount, like,
I'm really interested to know how many copies Dark Souls 2 sold.
Probably the same amount it sold to the first two games, pretty much. Maybe a little more, honestly.
No, probably less. Cause
you think
it's,
so?
It's in fifth place. It's behind, like, games that have been out for a while.
Yeah, but they've never been big selling games. I just figure, you know, kind of like the way everyone talks about Dark Souls, it would catch on to more people through word of mouth, you know?
Right.
I wish there was some, like, way to actually get those numbers. And you gotta remember, like, even those numbers aren't fully accurate because they don't include digital sales, so Titanfall, right. Infamous, like even Dark Souls 2, that was all available digitally, so I don't know.
Well, console sales were up. Apparently in their first 5 months, combined PS4 and Xbox One are 60% higher in sales than their predecessors.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good news. Game market is healthy, I guess, in terms of hardware.
Yeah.
We need more software. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Wii U's still not doing so hot, though, right?
I'm looking at this entire report. I don't see the word Nintendo.
3DS, I think, sold pretty well.
Yeah. The other thing I was just thinking about Nintendo, like, it's completely kind of off topic, but the Wii U kind of scares me this year because it seems like Smash Brothers and Mario Kart are all they have.
Yep.
I'm shocked.
If you position Smash Brothers for, like, holiday release, then there ain't shit else in there, you know?
And the weird thing is they announced that Smash Brothers, the 3DS version is going to be out this summer.
Yeah, it's backwards.
Why wouldn't you push the Wii U version out first and then throw the 3DS version out at the end? Like, people are going
to
play it on the 3DS because it's what's out there. And they're, I got enough Smash. I'm good.
And it's another thing about that is, like, I mean, I can see it from maybe their perspective why they did it. Like, more people own a 3DS. But if I was in charge, I'd be like, dude, we're going to put that on Wii U first to force people to buy the fucking Wii U. You know what I mean? And then make them wait for the 3DS version.
Right.
It just seems weird. It just seems weird to have the handheld version come out first. I had it on a few more people own, so that gives them less incentive to buy the Wii U version. Like, it's just...
I think, we're talking about Super Smash Bros. Here, right?
Yeah.
So, I was talking to Javi about this, because I brought up the same point that we were talking about. But I think, in the end, people are still going to buy both copies.
I might not buy either, but I can see that.
I think that that's what's going to happen, is that you're going to have the 3DS one, which is the more successful one, but it's going to be coming out so far ahead of the other one that you're going to want to still play the Wii U one because then it's going to be on your big screen TV, and that should also help with sales as well. So, I mean, they're not as different as, like, say, Titanfall on Xbox 360 over the one, because that's two consoles fighting, but... This is the Super Smash Bros. On the 3DS, which is portable. It's, like, completely different from the Wii U. So
yeah, they're different games.
So I think that's going to be the difference there.
I just think, if I don't know about you, if I'm in charge, I put the Wii U one out first, and then the 3DS one later. Or both on the same day, imagine that.
Right. But then, if they do the same day, they miss out on money. And also, one is, like, that's the one that people are going to want, I guess, more. I don't know.
Well, there's more 3DSs out there, right?
Yeah, there's way...
There's, like, 40 million of them out there, I think.
Yeah, so... I don't know.
But, back to my original point, if Smash Brothers is their fall game for Wii U...
Yeah.
I don't think we're seeing Metroid, I don't think we're seeing Zelda... If we're lucky, we're getting that fucking Yoshi game that they showed off like a year ago.
Oh, the Yoshi Yarn game?
Yeah. That they haven't said a peep about.
Yeah.
So a little while ago, I tweeted out, so the big takeaway from this week's Perfectly Sane show is that Brian sucks at trivia. Brian tweeted back at me. He said, it should be noted that my scores are incredibly close to Jeff's. His reaction time is faster because he's using a phone.
What?
Am I supposed to defend that?
So I responded, sure. And then he said, ask Hefe how bad he is at every single game he plays and how he can't beat Dark Souls 2. I think he's sensitive about this.
I think he is, too. Because, like, dude, for this hipster motherfucker who knows everything... Be slow as shit at quick stuff and get a bunch of fucking obvious answers wrong. I'm just saying. But as to his other accusations that I'm bad at every game, no. I'll kick his ass at poker right now. No problem. What else did he say about me? Oh, Dark Souls 2? I don't know if I'm going to beat that one. I never beat the first one. I never beat fucking Demon Souls, but I love those games. So I admit it, I suck. But Brian sucks way more.
There you go. Any other things come out of MPD or?
That was all I had.
Any other news?
Yes. There was a really odd story that came out this morning, which I thought was hilarious. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 will be launching, I believe, next week, next Friday.
Sure.
On PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Nintendo Wii U, the 3DS, and PC, but not Xbox One.
Very odd.
Activision has postponed the launch of that game, and they're actually not sure if it's coming out at all, but they're working with Microsoft to make sure that something happens.
That's really, really weird.
Right?
Like, I can't think of an explanation for it.
2 weeks before the game, or a week and a half before the game comes out, it's like...
Like, it just should be finished.
Yeah. Yeah, why isn't that game already gold? And
if they had said, sorry, it's not coming out to the Wii U. I know we said it was going to be on Wii U, but it's not. That makes sense, but I don't get... Well, it's not like they canceled it for Xbox One, but still, it's just, that's fucking weird.
Right, like, what is the issue? Why can't it come out for Xbox One? It doesn't make any sense. And I mean, I would say, does it not meet some sort of quality standard? But they're letting it come out for the 360.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I can't think of a single reasonable explanation.
Me too, I'm sitting there like trying to think, like, why? Like, alright.
Yeah, because like even games that, you know, that have appeared on both, like where one is noticeably performs better on the PS4, like it's still come out on Xbox One, like.
Right.
So even if that's sort of what the case is here, like, why wouldn't you still release it? So something else is going on.
Right. Like that version literally doesn't work for some reason. Like, that's the only thing I can come up with.
It's like there's like a game breaking fucking bug in it that'll happen. Like,
it lights your Xbox One on fire.
Which like, is really weird because the PS4 and Xbox One architecture is very similar this time around. And it shouldn't be that different. Like, outside of maybe resolution or frame rate, like, there shouldn't be that many differences. It's so weird.
Beyond explanation.
I think we came up with the only explanation, which is like the game is somehow fucked on that system.
Right.
Yeah, like maybe it went through the because it is supposed to go through that quality check.
Right.
Yeah.
Certification. They're like, this doesn't work.
And
Activision is like, what do you mean it doesn't work? And Microsoft is like, no, you don't understand. This literally doesn't work.
Like, you're loading it and it doesn't work.
The Kinect exploded. It literally blew up when we turned the game on.
We killed a small child. Yeah, that's weird. It's very, very weird. I mean, it sucks if you're looking forward to it on Xbox One. I was actually, you know, I liked the last one. It was actually a pretty good Spider-Man game. I was less excited for this one, but, you know, would have been something to play on the system in a month where it's very, very light.
Oh, come on. Play Lake with the Hobbit.
I'm still, like, I don't know about that one.
Oh, I played, like, 5 minutes of it.
Plays like a Lego game.
It's a Lego game.
There's games. You might as well just buy one Lego game and just be done with it. Like, they're all the same.
Oh, shut up.
But they're not.
It's not true.
I mean, they are, but they're not.
This one has crafting. He makes the...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Lego Lord of the Rings had crafting, too, didn't it?
Yeah, this is more advanced. Like, there's different, like, item types now.
Different blocks.
Put them all together and make stuff. Yeah, it's not just Mithril.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll play it at some point, maybe after the third movie comes out. Although that part's not in the game, right?
Right, it's only the first two. The third movie will be DLC that comes out this fall, concurrent with the movie.
With the movie, right. Cool.
The one last thing I had, ZeniMax Media, which owns Bethesda, the gaming studio publisher, has trademarked Nuka-Cola.
Okay.
For use. for use. So they're going to use it for something.
So maybe they're going to release Nuka-Cola?
It's possible.
What? What is this?
It's the soda.
It's the
in
drink
Fallout.
From Fallout.
And who has bought this?
Nobody's bought it. Bethesda trademarked it, or ZeniMax, who owns it.
For production, right?
Yeah, it's for production. And I think they had three uses, like games, food, and something else.
Hmm.
I could get behind that.
So?
I'd buy it just to have it.
That was your last piece of news?
That was my last piece.
I have one that I just picked up. Game announcement for Xbox One coming in Woo! September. Soda Drinker Pro. With Kinect support.
That justifies $600 right now.
Now, can you actually drink the soda?
Yes.
Like soda for the Kinect?
You'll be able to have a can of soda, and it will, and with the Kinect, you will be able to drink the soda as you drink your soda.
They have finally tapped into the potential.
That's so meta.
Yes.
I can't take it.
Yeah, as a Polygon report from Joystick, but Joystick reports that the Indie Oddity will use Kinect to let players chug actual soda in real life to complete the game's challenges.
Various, be the first game that literally causes someone to die.
Game creator Will Beerley confirmed the game will run at 60 frames per second with 1080p native resolution. It's important. We need a pixel-perfect experience with complete fluid dynamics. this is so good.
I guess you wouldn't even need to actually chug the soda, right? You could just kind of like tilt the can back and pretend to chug soda.
Yep. Well, you could just lazily drink the soda and enjoy the awful artwork of Soda Drinker Pro. You could learn to be a real pro at soda drinking. That's all I had. So, Fozzie, you said you wanted to rant a little bit.
Yes, I did.
Oh, shit.
I want to talk about my Xbox One. I'm not very happy.
Fuck that system.
Wait, what?
Every day, man, it's something new. Like, recently, I've been having a lot of troubles with, when I take a game out, or I say Xbox Go Titanfall, for example, but I have NBA 2K14 in there, they'll say, oh yeah, you don't have this game, would you like to buy it, or some bullshit like that, you know how it is.
So yeah, like, the wrong game on the console.
Yeah, exactly, so I'm like, oh shit, I gotta take NBA 2K14 out. I put in Titanfall.
So hard.
Then it does this motherfucking thing where it'll be on that loading screen, like the first one you see, and then it pops back into the menu. I'll hit it again.
That shit happened to me with Dead Rising, dude.
Yes, and now it's more and more common. I'll try and switch games and be like, Xbox, go to Peggle 2. It will do the same thing for Peggle 2. So...
It'll ask you to buy Peggle 2?
No, because Peggle 2's
on my... It'll kick you out?
I'm saying that it won't run any of my games at that point. So I have to manually I have to disconnect my Xbox, wait 30 seconds or a minute, and then put it back in.
Yeah, that's bullshit, oh. Dude.
Do you quit your games?
How do you quit them? Like, I don't understand
You press start.
And go to the thing on the menu
to the bottom says quit.
There's a quit game icon?
No, like when you go to the icon of the game and you press start, and then if it's still open, you scroll down to quit.
Okay, well...
Otherwise, it's still running the app.
Right, I understand that, but still, it should be like the Xbox 60, like you're not probably supposed to do that, but at the same time, I didn't know about that, I didn't know you can do that, so that's new for me. But still, I mean, just having to go back and like rip it out and then plug it back in, it doesn't seem like a lot, but still, it's just little things like that. Also, the chat system still is really wonky. I get that chat limitation thing like every other day. That's the one that says, your chat limitation, your chat's not working due to limitation, something of that nature.
I don't think I've run into that one.
Really?
No. Not since the update.
Okay. Then my controller just wasn't working right. I turned off my Xbox, my controller was still on the whole time, like for a good 5-10 minutes afterwards until I turned it back on.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Yeah.
Is your Xbox One possessed?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but it's like, it's really strange.
Should we send a priest to your house to like...
I feel like my Xbox One is already on its like last leg. I feel like it's already like ready to kind of just keel over. And I've had I got it on the, when did it come up? 22nd or the 15th?
The 22nd. PlayStation came out on the 15th.
So I've had it for 6 months now?
Just about.
I kind of feel the same way. It's not as stable as the systems that I had from last gen. You feel like certain basics they should have gotten right?
I feel like with every generation, it's just getting like progressively just more delicate, more expensive. Just everything needs to be working correctly, and maybe I got a faulty system. I don't know, but now I'm really nervous, and like it's just like it's really turning me off that. I understand it's a new console, so again, it's not going to be. But why couldn't it be up to snuff to say the 360? Like,
exactly.
I agree. I think that they definitely made some weird decisions in, you know, their party system and, like, definitely
the interface.
The interface is weird, and but they have actually improved much since that November 22nd. Like, they've made a lot of updates and fixed a lot of things since then. So. I think it's well on its way.
Well, I heard a new update actually shows you when your friends come online, which is like a standard feature.
Yeah, which is so weird because it's been doing that for me for the last like month or so, but I'm in that the beta program.
Oh, okay.
So it's just been showing me when you guys come on anyway.
Fozzie's online.
Right. That's like I was like that's new. Like I thought that was in the last update, but evidently it's in the one that's going on now.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've been...
That's just one of those things that, like, people liked it, and
why'd you take it away? And...
Yeah. Right. And it was because they couldn't finish anything and hit their launch
date. I do like now that, like, you can kind of limit that to just your favorites, though, because...
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
When I had 80 friends on my friends list on the 360, and, like, every time somebody logged in, it was like, bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah, there's a lot of people...
You're watching a movie, and it's just, like bloops all over the fucking place, and...
Well, and you could turn it, you could fix it so it wouldn't do that while you were watching a movie.
Yeah. Or wouldn't show it all the time. You could actually, like, mute that stuff, but.
But it should be there as, like, a default option to show, you know what I mean? Like, just say me, like, I don't know, whatever.
I'm not done with my rant. Anyway, listen.
Oh, well, please continue to rant.
Yes.
Listen.
You haven't said anything that's untoward yet, so.
What?
Huh?
Seriously, what did you say?
I was agreeing with you, Fozzie. I agree with you.
It's stuff that is shouldn't happen.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like little things. Like, it's kind of the same way that I felt with the PS3, where every time I turned it on, I got nervous about what is going to be fucking up. And I'm dead serious, and that's really kind of the thing that turned me off. Also, I didn't like the controller. And that was a huge thing, but now I like the PS4 controller, so that's one huge thing that I don't worry about as much. And so, I don't know, I just feel like with the Xbox One, it's becoming like that, where I don't feel comfortable just turning it on knowing that, A, I can get and play, cause I play a lot of Titanfall and I play with some friends, and so I don't know if it's going to be a smooth transition today. I don't know if it's just going to be easy for us to play, you know? It feels like every day, if it's not my mic that's fucking up, it's someone else's. Or if it's not my Xbox fucking up, it's someone else's. So, again, I feel like maybe it's just like the woes. I mean, I can barely remember how the 360 was. I know we had Blades. That was a terrible system. again, like, a lot can happen between now and, you know, 7 years down the road. But right now, I mean, PS4 is looking pretty nice.
I still hate the PS4 interface. There's a lot of stuff about the PS4 I really despise.
They never got the PS3's interface correct.
The PS4's interface is a straight bar all the way across, like, and if the more games you add, whether they're disc-based or not, it just adds another block to that infinite line.
I don't understand why, like, I was at Javi's house, and it took like 5 minutes to find a game because it's
terrible. It is atrocious. Yeah. And the more games come out, the worse it's going to get because it'll put your last played game on there. But say you want to play, I don't know, what was the free PS Plus game for April or?
It was Mercenary Kings, right?
So yeah, it's a multiplayer game. You could play with like a friend. Your friend comes over in, you know, October and you want to play Mercenary Kings, you got to like dig through like boxes and boxes and boxes of shit to find it. There's no easy way to do it. And then
PS4, go to Mercenary Kings.
Yeah, well, you have to plug in your headset at that point. Like, which I don't even know where it is because it's just this, it's a wire. It's literally a wire that they gave you. It's a telephone headset. And the friends list is atrocious.
Yeah.
On that thing. Just try and find a friend. Just try.
Great. You guys have sold me. I'm getting rid of my Xbox One. I'm ignoring the PS4 and going back to last gen. Goodbye.
I'm going back to Dreamcast.
Well, that's the other thing, right? It's like we are in the first 6 months of release here. There's gonna, like, Sony will fix that, hopefully. I still don't have a whole lot of confidence in them fixing things. And hopefully Microsoft fixes their shit. They seem to be doing that on a regular basis. And we are still 6 months in. Like, I mean, we had the Blades for the first 2 years of the 360. The PS3 never really got better in terms of their interfacing.
That's fine. Come on.
It's awful.
It's shit, man.
It's not that bad.
It's garbage.
It's horrendous.
It's very simple and straightforward. I think.
It's not straightforward. It's a bar full of menus that have other menus and then other menus and then other menus. Like, if you want to get to something, you have to dig through 12 different menus to get there. Like, outside of playing a game.
Problems?
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the dashboard, I think, is almost...
And
I
it doesn't
mean,
even start off on the game set.
360 has a bunch of fucking images and shit all over the place.
Yeah, but if you have like a game in the drive, and that's the game you want to play, it starts off there. You press A when you turn your Xbox on, you sign in, you press A, you're in the game. Where with the PS3, it signs in and it goes to like two bars over, which is like, what's happening on PSN now?
Yeah, I think it does automatically go that far.
And then you have to scroll over, and then if you have games installed, it doesn't go to the actual disc game you have in there.
It like, goes to the games tab.
And you have to like scroll around. Like the PS3 menu, it's not the worst thing ever, but it's not highly intuitive either.
Sure, but I just feel like there's not a lot going on with it. It's pretty plain text, and just scroll through, get to what you want. Like, not a lot of bullshit, but whatever. I think the Xbox, I think Microsoft's one is a little confusing sometimes. It's just kind of like...
Oh, yeah. The Xbox One, like, unless you pin stuff to your home bar, it can be a pain in the ass as well.
And, like, it took me a while to figure out, like, how to get onto the store on Xbox One, and I've owned an Xbox 360 for fucking ever. So I was like, why?
The store shit is weird. Like, you gotta press home to get out of everything. Like, you basically gotta bring everything into the big box... And then press home to get out of it so that you can back out. I found that just, like, if I want to play something, I pin it to my home screen. So, like, I have my games pinned over there. I have Netflix and Amazon Instant Video pinned over there. And that's the shit I use. Like, Twitch you can bring up from
in game, so.
Yeah, I mean.
Got more to rant on?
how much time you got, baby? How much time?
Ripped apart.
No. It's all good. I think I agree with you guys. Just like the interfaces, like Steam. I love the fact that you can do those tiles and it has this nice sleek look to it. Like, I kind of wish it had something like that. I understand Xbox is trying to be this like all-in-one console, but I do at times wish it was a little bit more gamer friendly. It can be really hard if you're not using, if you use Kinect controls, it can be pretty good at times, to be honest. But it can be really difficult to find, like, for example, apps if you're not using it. And it's just,
yeah, if you're not using an app all the time and you don't have it pinned somewhere, good luck.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's just, I don't know. I mean, again, what do I know? I've never really thought, or, I've never done, like, a layout for a system or anything of that nature. But I just feel like by now things should be a little bit more intuitive. I wish that maybe they would just, like, hire Apple because, again, like, at least they have this kind of this minimized effect, but at least it works, you know? I mean, or kind of just have, like, these, you know, where you can put apps into these squares, kind of, and just make them.
What's funny is the Wii U probably has the easiest to use interface.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's like, it just has the boxes. It's kind of exactly like what you're describing with iOS. It's just like,
and I'm really, like, I'm pretty surprised. Like, I wish that Nintendo.
Wait, what?
Nintendo's pretty good, too.
Like, I mean, where's the marketing? Like, I mean, both these systems are kind of just, they're not really skyrocketing. They're kind of just chugging along. All pretty consistent, but I mean, Nintendo does have some like good things about it, and if maybe they would kind of push them, you know, and at least kind of make me realize that they're not selling me on anything right now. They're there, and as far as I'm concerned, they're still always going to be this like exclusive console, but maybe if they kind of point out their pros compared to any of the other ones where they fault. At least with Nintendo, I've never had an issue with the Wii U, like, kind of messing up at all.
I've had it freeze games on me.
Really?
Yeah, like, just like a hard freeze.
Yeah.
And you just have to unplug the system.
Okay. You gotta pull it out from the back, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, my experience has been great with them, so.
Yeah, I've had all three systems do that, actually, where it's just like, you have to unplug it from the back and.
Yeah,
some.
And it sounds like super lazy. Like, how fucking lazy are we where we can't like pull out a fucking cord anymore?
No, but you're right. You shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And again, it just I always get nervous because sometimes that Xbox welcome sign, the green one, like takes a little bit longer than I like, and it's just like, oh god, what's going on? Is it going
right?
to start?
This thing's not healthy. Basically. I think I feel like the thing's dying too, and I just get off goddamn.
Do you guys shut yours all the way down? Like,
I
hardly ever get the green screen.
No, yeah, I shut it all the way down, and then I have to start it all the way back up. Where you see that Xbox One, the green, that green.
Oh,
green?
After your thing freezes, that's when you're shutting it down.
No.
I get that half the time.
When I get the freezing where it won't load up the game, yeah, that's when I have to kind of just take it out, put it back in, call it a day.
Right, yeah, because the only time you should get that green screen is when it's like, it's hard booting up.
Yeah, because again, like, if I shut down just the console and I turn it back on,
right.
It will not play that game. I have to shut it all the way down. Won't do it. So. Again, like, little things like that, it's just like, I just want to play a game. And we live in a world where if you don't get everything fucking within 15 seconds of you doing it, you know, this sucks now, you know, and then you start regretting it. You're like, I spent $550, including tax, for this? I mean, it's just...
Should have bought on Amazon.
You know what,
there's still
You know what prevents that thing from, like, oh, would you like to buy this game? Just buy all your shit digitally.
I know.
That's true.
I have no discs for my Xbox One.
Yeah, and like,
I have a couple, but Titanfall and NBA 2K14, which are my two most played games, digital.
Yeah, I probably should have done that, and I'm starting to realize that I should start doing that. It's just right now I have the Best Buy like thing where I get 20% off any game
right,
I want,
right.
So it's a pretty sweet deal.
I mean, if you're gonna get the games cheaper, go that way.
Yeah, they have something called Gamers Club Unlocked or something. I think it's a pretty substantial fee, like $120, but it's for 2 years. And it does pay for itself after, you know.
Well, if you're getting 20% off of every game
it's
you purchase.
And So, I mean, if you're buying like 15 games over a 2 year span, it's already paying for it.
Shit, you buy 15 games in half a year. Fuck it, you know.
Exactly.
Oh well.
Anyway.
I mean, you gotta figure the system was designed to work with, like, games that were completely downloaded, not running off a disc at all, right?
That seems very evident. It's like, I mean, you have to download the game from the disc anyway. Like, it has to install completely from the disc. The disc is basically just for DRM, like.
Right. They threw in that check because people wanted it.
Yeah.
It is hard though, just telling myself, you know, I mean, I just wish there was some incentive. I think the main thing that's stopping me from, just going digital in general with consoles is the fact that I just don't think they're there. Like, I don't think they're there yet as far as knowing how to price things correctly. And
yes. No, that's a fair point. The pricing market is not, is much better for physical.
Ownership of a game where it's like, even from like 3DS to Wii U, there's games you'd have to buy separately on each system, which are the same game.
Right. I do agree that the pricing gets really skewed after like the first couple weeks. But I think at launch, if you buy your games at launch, and you were going to pay $60 regardless, like, there's no difference.
I think make it $54.99, something like that.
But why? Like, you're not paying, like, if you were buying a game day one on Steam, you're paying the same price you are as if you get it on Xbox 360 or Xbox One. Like, it's very rarely that it's any different.
Alright. I mean, I feel like a lot of times I see them, they're $49.99 on Steam. Almost always. Unless it's like a AAA title.
Pre-order. Right. Well, that's what we're talking about here though. It's like, AAA titles, like, are what you're generally buying on these systems.
I just feel like, okay, if we're going to cut down on shipping and then like the disc and everything, like, those things should kind of add up. Even though, yes, the fact that I do have it there, you know, at my hands whenever I want, you know, that's a nice thing about it, and I don't have to worry about putting a disc in. But there's also some scary things about it, because I was reading up on an Amazon thing that apparently someone got locked out of their Amazon account, and they lost all their books or something. Like, Amazon said books aren't yours, even though you already paid for them.
Well, they're not. You, like, when you buy a Kindle, you buy a license.
Right. Are these licenses. And again.
But that's basically with, like, anything you buy on Steam, like.
Yeah.
You don't actually own that stuff. Like, you bought a license to play it.
Right.
So it's not quite the same as going and buying a disc with a fucking nice box and, well, sometimes an instruction.
And also, again,
there are no instructions anymore, unless you're buying a Nintendo. The only thing I buy physical at this point is Nintendo games, because you kind of have to.
Last thing I bought on Steam that was more than like $30, I can't even remember though. The reason that I don't care too much about my Steam games and these licenses is that I'll usually buy those games that are like 80% off.
Right, you're buying them on the Steam sale, which is where I think people get like this weird misconception of digital pricing, is you're talking like four times a year you're buying games at like crazily discounted prices.
Right.
Yet, like, if you go on and like pre-purchase and receive two Wolfenstein Team Fortress 2 items for Wolfenstein the Newer, that's a $60 game. That's how much you can pre-order it on Steam for. Same with Watch Dogs, like $59.99. South Park, Stick of Truth, $59.99. You can walk into a like Target or Amazon, you get it on Amazon for cheaper than that price.
Right.
These are digital pricing. It's the same on like digital on Xbox and PS3.
I just feel like they are the gold standard, though. And in the end, that is true. I mean, they are the gold standard for what it comes down to.
But are they the gold standard because of those four sales a year?
But they're not really just four sales. Like, they have Midweek Madness. They have just their sales in general.
Right.
I mean,
Midweek Madness. They're running like their weekend deal for this week is Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning, 70%
right.
off. Like,
exactly.
Right. That game's what, 2 years old at this point? Like,
yes, but again, like, but
again, but, what? Like, Xbox and PlayStation are running the same type of sales week in, week out.
But they don't do it right to a point where you get excited for them. Like Steam, they have it right there. When you open it up, the first thing you do, you get the screen itself, then you get a pop-up that has all these sales on there. I'm not saying that the Xbox One should have a pop-up too. But maybe something of that nature where, like, it was right there, or it was exciting, and it had, like, a little countdown timer. They need to entice me. They always have something there that's like, okay, we're having a sale on this for 60% off.
But that stuff is there. You're just not looking for it. You're just not. And that's the thing with Steam, is when you open up Steam, it brings you to the store page. Not to your games page. Like, you are brought right to the store. But do you actually want to be brought right to the store on the Xbox One and PS4?
Absolutely.
No, you don't.
It's like when you get off fucking Black Caribbean.
Are you sure? Because maybe I would. Maybe that would entice me to buy these obscure games that are 2 years old. It's only a one click away, you know?
So then you can join, they can join that collection of 40% of games on Steam that are never played.
Right.
And that's money. And that is money in their pockets.
Sure. But
out of my pocket.
As soon as they do that, as soon as they start, like, as soon as Microsoft or Sony, instead of bringing you to your dashboard where you can jump into your game instantly, as soon as they bring you into the storefront, you're going to have hundreds and hundreds of crazy people yelling at them, going, what the hell are you doing? I don't want this shit. Get this shit off. Don't stop trying to sell me crap. I already bought your stuff.
You have to break a few eggs to make a goddamn omelet.
Except they're the people that they're going to listen to.
Okay, how about this? How about a pop-up that does come up, okay? And then you just press B to get out of it every time.
No,
it's
God,
just,
no.
It's just,
no.
That's just a click
that's
of the
too
button.
Much work.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah,
my thumb can't take that kind of pressure.
No, it's a great idea. Or maybe just do it once a week. And if you want, you can go to your preferences and turn it off. But maybe there are people out there like me, call me crazy, that would like to see the sales. Like, oh yeah, fuck.
Right. I'm sure there are, like, right now, Microsoft is selling Batman Arkham City for $5.
Right, but I don't see it there. It doesn't get me excited.
I understand that. Like,
excited for these deals. And that's just how it is.
But
when they
put that shit in your face, people scream at them and go, get this shit out of our face. And they're the people that are speaking up and saying, we don't want this stuff. We don't want these ads.
So because
Fozzie wants more ads. He wants advertisement in his face.
No, I'd rather have less ads, but I'd rather just have more sales.
But you just asked for more ads. What do you think a sale is?
I don't know. A sale exists.
You just want an ad in your face.
I don't feel like it's the same thing. I think them promoting, like, shit that is on sale. Whatever. Whatever, man.
Yes, he's going to go for me.
But wait, when Microsoft discounted, they did Zoo Tycoon and Rise, those ended up on the dashboard. for Xbox One.
They were there.
Like,
so what are we missing here? Like, those sales end up, like, these Xbox 360 sales end up on the dashboard for Xbox 360.
And the same with the PS, like, the Sony stuff. Like, it's here. There.
I have a good...
Why are you blind, Fozzy? Are you blind? Do you need to go to an optometrist?
No, they put it in the corner where they usually...
They put it in the corner. The Steam sale's in the corner.
My God.
Those weekly deals, those weekend deals are all in the upper right-hand corner. They are not in the middle.
But still, those tiles, whenever I see them, represent just ads. Like, I don't even look at those fucking tiles. They need to be more upfront and more direct about that shit. Because seriously, I mean, again,
when you open up Steam, you know you're opening up the store page. Microsoft and Sony have gotten so much shit about the ads that they already have there that they're not going to push their store page down your throat.
Can you imagine if you opened up Steam and you saw a huge, giant, like, Coke bottle just right in your face? You don't want that shit. But I'm saying that this is different. Like, you go on Twitter at any given day, there's going to be at least one person talking about, and I saw, like, Zypher Gamgee. He was like, oh, yeah, Kings of Amalur, $7. Why do I never see that for Xbox? I think one time Xbox had like a winter sale. What they need to
They're running a spring sale right now.
Okay.
No, they usually sales, but they
yeah, they're constantly doing sales now. They do a weekly thing and they have like
they
daily
sales
deals
every
and,
week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what originally brings people? The Steam major sales. They have, like you said, four big sales. That's what Xbox needs. They need four big sales. Then they need the weekly sales to go and just just to kind of complement them. So
have that already.
They've run a couple big sales a year, Fozzy.
Why are they not in the same? Why do people not talk about them in the same way? Like, how many Xbox games don't get played compared to Steam games?
I really don't know. The Steam study came out this week.
I'm just saying. All right. Well, we're not going to agree.
I don't even understand what you're objecting. You're objecting to things that already exist. You're like, this should exist, and it does.
It doesn't exist in a plane where I get excited like I do for Steam. Like, when I think of Steam, I do think of sales. Like, so clearly their message they're putting out there is more powerful than Xbox.
And a lot of developers argue that this is horrible, that that's terrible for the industry, that it destroys the sales that they get for their games, that when they release games, people don't buy them because they know that Steam is going to put them on at that huge discount.
Oh, bullshit.
There are a lot of developers that make that argument.
I'm sure they do. But you know what? It's also giving you sales way beyond the lifespan of your game.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand that. I'm not saying that I would make that argument, but developers make that argument.
Yeah.
First off, it's no different than, let's say, for example, I did this for Hitman Absolution. I wanted the game, but I knew I wouldn't pay $60 for it because it's going to be a $5 game. And it was. And it didn't matter if you got it digitally or if you got it fucking software and you bought it. It was still going to be $5 used or it was going to be $5 digital. I mean, that's the thing, is that Steam, you're right, it revives old games that just weren't going anywhere in general. And that's what Xbox needs to start doing, is like at least getting people excited for it again. Again, that's all I want to say.
How do you want them to get you excited for it though?
Like, what could they do that they are not currently doing that would make you excited?
I actually kind of like that pop-up system that I had before where, okay, I turn on my Xbox, and then there's going to be like four or five slides, okay? Every slide will have something different, like pre-order this, or 50% off this week, or something of that nature, where like, or free, this game is free to try this, you know, for a day.
This is like when you quit a game on Steam and it pops that thing up. Like, oh, that thing.
I fucking hate that thing. I shut it down all the time.
It drives me nuts.
Okay, then give it a preference where you have to see it. You know, just make it friendly to the user. I just feel like it's a win-win situation because, again, the people that want it, like myself, I'll keep it. And then if you don't want it, you can just turn it off.
Here's what I'm going to do for you, Foz. I'm just going to tell you what the Microsoft sales are every week.
Well, we'll just forward you Major Nelson, the link to Major Nelson, and you can go and you can see what the sales are.
Whatever.
Ed will like, we'll do a little dance, we'll make it like a song. Fozzie, it's sales time. Fozzie, it's sales time. So then you'll get excited.
I will do the same thing for the PlayStation blog, so that, you know, we don't want to be called Xbox. Listen, here.
You can make fun of it all you want, but at the same time, there's a reason why 40% of Steam games don't get played, you know?
It's because some of the games are so cheap. Well, they were actually saying it's because Steam does their collections. Yeah. And you'll buy a game and you'll play one game from the collection and the rest are kind of there. Well,
because it's often cheaper than you could buy that Total War collection. It's cheaper than buying the game you actually want.
Right.
So, and you just end up getting all the Total War games.
Or like you get like a Humble Bundle and you like, mm-hmm. you get like 8 games. I only bought it for 2 and I just got these other games that are hanging out.
Listen, I think Hefe disappeared, but in the end, I'm sticking with what I
said. We frightened him off.
I don't know what's going on.
But we'll just record a little jingle for you, Fozzie, and we'll email you the links.
Okay, yes. She's treating me like a 10-year-old. Excellent.
They'll be like streamers, and we'll wear big hats and, you know, sing and dance for you.
Perfect. Excellent.
All right. As long as we're all on the same page.
Yes. All right.
Just FYI, Lego Batman 2, $6.59 this week on Xbox.
That doesn't excite me.
All the Batman games are on sale, right? Even their most recent one.
Is it? I don't see Arkham Origins, but I might not be looking properly. Yeah, Arkham Asylum though, $5.
It's pretty good.
I mean, again, like, I'm glad that Xbox is starting to get there, but it's just, it's not there yet. I'm not saying they can never not be there, it's just, it's not there yet.
Never not be there.
And remember, some of that is also, that's also publisher discretion. Like, they're the ones that choose their pricing, so. Microsoft's not like, you need to sell Arkham City at $20 or $60 or whatever. Like, that's Warner Brothers going, we want to sell it at X price.
Steam does that to people, though.
Where they're like, you have to sell it at X price?
Yep.
That sucks.
I love Steam.
I do. In
I love Steam
cases,
as well.
Yeah.
You all hate Steam and would tell Steam.
I don't hate Steam.
Tell it.
I have like lots and lots of games on Steam.
Yeah.
How many games do I have on Steam? 105.
Where's that number at?
If you go to your library and just mouse over it, it'll tell you how many you have and how many you installed.
Oh, Jesus. I have 335.
I think you have a problem, Chris.
Oh, and I only have 10% of those installed, so.
I have about half of mine installed. I should uninstall some.
Yeah.
Do I really need to have Europa Universalis 3 and Europa Universalis 4 installed at the same time? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. I would say no. I mean, I probably don't need a lot of these games installed either, but.
I'm just too lazy. I have space on my laptop. They're not.
Anyway, did we lose Jeff? Did Jeff die?
If Jeff's gone, we don't have any questions, other than Brian wants to know why I'm such a Microsoft fanboy.
Do you want to answer that?
I really like Microsoft's products. I don't know.
There you go.
There's no really untoward. They haven't, like, paid me money or anything. I liked my Xbox. I like my Xbox 360, and I like my Xbox One. They're nice.
Do you like your Xbox?
My original Xbox, yeah.
For what?
What do you mean? It had Halo and Halo 2.
Yep.
And
Crimson Skies, that's about it.
And what was the mech game?
Mech Radio. Oh, Mech, Chrome House?
Mech Assault. Mech Assault
yeah.
2.
Yeah. Mech Assault was pretty good. I'll give you that.
I heard Crimson Skies was good.
Yeah, it also had, that game that Jeff loves, What is it? Dungeons and Dragons. No, Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, that was yeah. that showed up on there too.
So yeah. Game one though was that or exclusive?
It I don't think it was exclusive, but it had it.
Oh, okay.
What else did I play? Oh, Knights of the Old Republic.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that was a good game.
That was. I missed those games.
It was the console exclusive, although it also came to PC.
Yeah, that never showed up on the PS2. It's a shame.
Yeah.
Jeff stepped out for smoke, so, and I don't see any questions to him. I don't see any in our feed, so I don't know if he got any or not. But if he did, we can save them for next week. I don't see anything else, so. Alright. Next week, is there anything coming out?
Not that I'm aware of.
It's late till the end of the month, I think.
Rogue Force.
It's like the two games I want to play are coming out.
And Spider-Man.
No. Well, I would have played Spider-Man, but no. Daylight and Child of Light both come out, I think, the 29th. I want to play both those. What's up with the pricing of Trials at $20?
Ooh.
Yeah. I thought about getting that, and then I saw it was $20, and I was like...
Well, they did put a ton of stuff, right? Like, new stuff in there? Tricks? Everyone loves Tricks.
Maybe. I don't know.
Tricks are for kids.
That's true.
Yep. Yeesh.
Wolfenstein comes out in May, so...
Wolfenstein, Jesus.
Also, Topic of 5.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Did it come out in May, too?
Yes.
That's pretty quick.
I would get that, but that's a game that's going to be cheap soon.
I'll probably get that on PC.
Yeah.
Okay.
It will be enjoyable.
Ever since SimCity, that left a sour taste for city building games in my mouth.
Well, I mean, Tropico 4 was awesome.
Yeah.
There are other city building games on the market that aren't SimCity, thankfully. No. You can play it offline now. I haven't tried it, though, because I have no urge to go back.
I have not played SimCity since, like, that second week it came out.
I still have it installed.
I probably have it installed as well,
I'm in a good old Origins account.
Speaking of strategy games of that side, we didn't talk about it though. But Firaxis announced a new Civ game,
Civilization Beyond Earth.
Yeah, which basically sounds like Alpha Centauri 2.
But it's not.
That's what they say. But it sounds like it.
Right.
I don't know, I'm excited.
I'm excited. Games I like more fun. Civ games. It's been a while since we got our last new Civ game, too.
Yeah, it was what, 2 years ago?
3 years ago?
Three, yeah. Yeah, 2 years ago was XCOM.
We've gotten, actually it might be even before years now, because we got the 3 expansions to it.
Yeah, kind of excited for that. That sounds like it could be a lot of fun. That's later this year?
Yeah, that's this fall.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll play that this fall then.
Yes.
Along with Destiny and Marty's music.
And Arkham Knight.
Yeah. Still not sold on that one. Not excited for it. Like Fozzie.
Right.
Fozzie's probably excited for it, but...
I have not played...
Dragon Age Inquisition.
When is that coming?
That's this fall.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, another one. Not super excited for. 2 was not huge for me.
Yes, very meh.
All right. Well, Jeff's not back, or is he? Did he come back, Jeff? Nope, Jeff's not back. So,
does he be right back? I think he lied.
Yeah, he's a liar.
I'm now scared for him. I'm going to have to give him a call.
Yeah, make sure he's still alive.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
I'm guest hosting on our friend's Nerd on the Rocks. I'm guest hosting on their Spider-Man panel for the next month. So you can hear me over there. I don't know where it's at, but we're doing a podcast a week on each of the Spider-Man movies. So this past week we did Spider-Man 1. That movie is it's all right.
It's fine.
Yep.
I thought Spider-Man 2 was better.
Have you seen it recently?
No.
Yeah, just keep your happy memories.
Okay. I won't go back. I had no urge to go back. I did watch Spider-Man 1. It's on Netflix now.
It's completely goofy, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2, I don't know. It made me sad. It's a rather depressing film.
You can't go home again?
I don't know if it's like when I saw it the first time, I was just like, this is really cool, but man, that movie is slow, and it doesn't hold up quite as well. There's a lot of weird stuff in there. But you can hear that next week on that Nerds on the Rock thing, though. We have some reviews up, I think. Warlock 2 going up tomorrow, maybe?
It should, hopefully.
Yep. And maybe some stuff next week.
Age of Wonders 3.
Yeah, Age of Wonders 3, and then some Telltale stuff that I'm working on. Maybe Diablo 3, finally. Maybe. Reaper of Souls. And then it'll be the end of the month again, so.
Yay.
All right. Well, I guess we're done. Fozzie, say goodbye.
Goodbye.